Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God has so much to share with us as we prepare for His return. You know, the Word of God is written where we should be looking for His return. And, you know, the Proverbs talk about how wonderful it is when the boss comes back and find the people working. And Jesus is worthy. If there was ever someone who was worthy of our faithfulness, it's Him. Because He gave everything for us. He laid His whole life down. He was beaten and whipped by soldiers for you, for our healing, to help us heal. See, God had to do everything legally. And if you ever in doubt about your healing and God's right to heal you and God's will to heal you, remember what Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 53 and 5. It says, with His stripes we are healed. And then 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, looks back to the cross, says, by His stripes we were healed. Because we are, that's when why God can legally heal us. And He died for us so we're legally saved. And so our salvation is holy, it's pure, it's righteous, and there's nothing Satan can legally say against it. In the courts of heaven, Satan can't say that you can't be healed. He has to deceive us into believing that we can't be saved or healed or set free. If you're depressed, the Word of God says something. You can put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You don't have to live depressed. And anybody out there that's depressed, study God's Word. And your depression will cease to be. If you fill your heart with God's word, you'll see another side of things. See, the enemy has tried to hide the victory of God in our lives. He's tried to hide God from us. If he can get you to believe otherwise, something that God has already said, if he can get you to believe a lie instead of the truth that God has already spoken for us, then he got you. Even if you're saved, if he can get you to believe a lie that you got to live depressed, he got you. If you're sick, now God provided healing for us. So he has to get you to believe that God did nothing for your healing, or tell you that it's not God's will for you to be healed. And I've heard preachers say that people are suffering for God. That makes no sense. God don't need you to suffer for him. The only suffering that the Word of God talks about that you will endure, and that's persecution for believing on Christ in the first place. Your sickness, you lying on the deathbed, don't glorify God. When you get up out of that deathbed, that shows the world that God gave you the victory. And I am a victory preaching preacher because the Word of God gives us victory. It also gives us freedom. But cold religion fights freedom. And don't be lied to. Don't receive lies. You don't have to. The Lord paid a high cost for your salvation. And Satan, my friend, is trying to get you to not believe the Word of God so that he can take you out. Not only is he trying to keep you from the wonderful promises of God, which are multiplied to us, he's trying to get us to focus on this world and the misery of it so that it'll look like God did nothing for your situation. The Lord did everything for our situation. A lot of people are going to ask the Lord why he didn't heal them when they didn't take time to study the Word of God and find out what's theirs and then speak it. Remember, all of God's Word, you have to agree with it. You have to believe it, and you have to be believing it is being in agreement with it. And then you have to speak it by your dedicated faith, because faith looks to God. But pride looks within, what I think, what I believe, what I want to happen. But the Word of God, faith looks to the Word of God, what God said, what promises He gave. You know, and that's how we live. Now, all the things of God have, the enemy is trying to cause people to stay in this world system. The world system is headed by Satan. He doesn't want to lose any members. When you're born in this world, and if you do nothing, you're in Satan's kingdom. If you don't believe God's word and get out of it, you're in his system. So he tries to keep people in. He wants you to remain in that dead system. But I'm going to warn you so that you can live forever with the Lord. The Lord our God loves us, and he put everything in place for our benefit. And the way we receive it is through faith. Habakkuk 2 and 4 says, the just shall live by his faith. So when you set your heart to look to the Lord, you believe him, you believe his word, and not the things that the enemy is saying. And what the Lord put on my heart for this broadcast is to share that the enemy is trying to keep God behind a worldly camouflage. For every truth that God spoke in his word, he has a lie. And he uses the lack of knowledge in men, even good men, to keep people normal. He don't want people to know that they can have a thriving relationship with God. Everybody can, because Jesus paid for your salvation. You don't just get saved. It's not just an insurance policy. You get fellowship with the Lord. If you're a student, if you really want to learn things, get to know the Lord. Draw near to the Lord and he'll draw near to you. Learn his ways. And now that doesn't take the place of a college education or a trade school education or any or all the education you need in life to do whatever it is you're going to do. But I promise you, if you're an educator, the Lord can show you how to do whatever you're doing in a greater way. When you have a relationship with the Lord, that is priceless. I happen to be a mechanic. That's what I chose to be. My mother tried to get me to go to engineering school, but I love to work with my hands. I like to fix things and build things, and I love fixing cars. And I was going to be a carpenter and build houses, but I chose auto mechanics because I don't have to work on site everywhere. I want to be home with my family every day. And I like working with metal better than wood. I can do both. I don't do carpentry on the side. I only fix cars. And I like it. I have a business and I have a job. And I'm able to do the radio broadcast. And I thank God for it. I love what I do. But there are times that there are things that I don't understand. How I'm going to get myself out of this situation. See, mechanics, we fix cars made by factories, and they don't always give us all the information we need. And you have to be able to use that brain God gave you. Now, my motto was always, man made the cars, but God made me. And sometimes I couldn't get the information I need, and I would pray. And see, Jesus said that the Holy Spirit, when he comes, when the Comforter, the Holy Spirit is the Comforter. He said, when he comes, he will guide us into all truth. So what I do, I ask the Lord to show me what I need to do when I don't know what to do. And I get as far as I can, and I ask the Lord to show me what's wrong, how can I fix this. And a lot of times he answered me in a dream, just like he do for ministry things. And he showed me things. You know, in marriage, I have prayed and asked the Lord how to deal with the, you know, problems that people have commonly. And he showed me things to do. He gave me wisdom. He gave me insight. He showed me how to make the difference I wanted to make. And that, my friend, nobody need to miss out on that. because it's too wonderful. You don't have to miss out on God's best. You can receive from the Lord. You can hear His word. And He can take you forward in this life. But a lot of people are missing out unnecessarily because they don't respond to God's word. James said, draw near to the Lord and He'll draw near to you. Be humble to Him. Don't be proud. You don't have all the answers you're going to need throughout this life, because Satan sets traps in your way, in your path. And you're going to need a relationship with the Lord to navigate around them, or He'll show you how to overcome them. You know, you ever wonder why things go wrong and you try with all your heart to do right and everything just go wrong anyway? And then an enemy will come and try to get you in your mind to blame God. He'll accuse God of putting traps in your... God don't put traps in people's path. If anything, he may give you a dream so that you can avoid a situation. You may know where somebody's, how people are thinking. If some people are about to marry their enemy and they don't know it. And the Lord will warn you. But you have to believe what He's saying. And whether it's the Word of God or whether the Holy Spirit's warning you on the inside, especially Christians, because Christians have the communication line is repaired through Christ. But the Lord can warn people, even sinners, and sometimes He'll try. Jesus Christ is appearing to Muslims that are sincere. They really want to know God for real. And Jesus appeared to them and showed them that Allah is a lie. It's just a demon that they think is all right. That's something that man came up with, and the devil. But He showed them the truth because they're honest. They really want to know God. So the Lord can appear and talk to people to keep them from going to hell. The enemy lies to everybody. Now, God loves humanity, and He did a lot for us all. These broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, the website, newlivingletters.com, on the audio 3 page in real time. You can listen to it right now. Again, if you hear something that you needed or wanted somebody else to hear, you can text them the website, newlivingletters.com. And this broadcast is on the audio 3 page, and it's longer than 15 minutes. Now, the radio broadcast played the first 15 minutes, but it's actually longer. Now, in other words, don't let the enemy lie on God to you. Don't believe every lie that comes down the pipe. Because the enemy has been trying this for a very long time. And he starts in the religious world. And like we said last broadcast, the religious system is worse. The worldly religious system is much more dangerous than the good time world system. You know, people are in the world system because they're trying to have a good time. But they never learn what God has to say. Israel has so many feast days and days when they got together and had celebrations. They had one all the time. Every month they had some kind of celebration. And they loved the Lord. And they had a good time. When they had a godly king, they did godly things and they had more fun. But when they had a corrupt king, they started having wars. Corruption always breeds wars. When Satan get people in the sin, that disconnects man from God. And then he causes them to make all the decisions they need to make to cause a war. And then people die. You know, one of the most sober generations, in my opinion, was right after World War II. My daddy was a man of God. He was in World War II, and he saw the aftermath of war. And he was one of the most serious-minded men I ever seen in my life. He used to work at U.S. Pipe in a plant, and he would drive all the way to Utah, Alabama, to preach at 3 churches. He preached 2 churches one weekend and 1 church on the next weekend because there was a shortage of Methodist pastors there. Now, I saw him, and he never, ever complained about it, because he knew that If people don't turn to God, there could be another war. And he didn't want that to happen. He wanted to see men and women serve God. Now, he went to World War II running from the Lord, but he came out with a very serious mindset. It's important to know you don't want to repeat the same problems over and over again. Peacetime don't last. Israel had a war every 40 years. If you study the whole Testament for you, the Old Testament for yourself, you can count the wars they had. They had a war about, on average, about every generation. A generation is 40 years. Because people don't get it. They let Satan lie to them. And they believe all sorts of things about God without any concrete evidence. Without even giving his word a chance. Even if you don't think you want to get saved, you need to read the word for yourself. For yourself. And be honest. If you can be honest with the word of God, then the Lord can show you things you need to know. You have to be believing. You can't read it with a doubtful mind and a doubtful heart. If you read it in pride, it won't minister to you, because the word of God does no different than God. He gives grace to the humble people, people that want to know him. He even said, taste and see. So if you're trying the Lord, if you're taking time to let the Lord, let God's word minister to you, taste and see. In fact, if you have any problem in the world that you can't stop, get saved. Just trust Jesus for salvation. Don't worry about what you're not able to do like I did. I was concerned about what I would do. I didn't know how strong my will was. But when I got saved, I wanted to do the right thing. If you have any desire at all to do people right, but don't think you can, get saved. Believe on Jesus Christ and ask him to help you get it right. He will work with you. Yes, you. He loves you. And he'll wake you up at night and talk to you just like he do to these preachers that love him. There are preachers out there. There are Christians out there that love God and they have a relationship. There are young people out there that have a relationship. You can be one of them. There are people who were trained to be Muslims and in the Middle East and in Iran and in every country. And they didn't have nobody to tell them about Jesus. And Jesus Christ appeared to them. And it's happening a lot. And they are some of the most dedicated people on earth. A man went to heaven and he saw prayers go up to heaven. See, the spiritual realm is greater than the natural realm. And he noticed that most of the prayers didn't come from America. It came from... it's just amazing to me. I'm just glad that God is saving people. Most of the faith prayers of faith were coming from places like Iran, where people are getting saved by the thousands. Now watch this. Back in the 90s, in the early 90s, the Lord told me the day was coming where 1,000 people would get saved an hour. And I knew that it would be from places like that more than places like America. See, America has heard the gospel. And a lot of our preachers believe wrong, and we bear fruit out our kind. So even if people get saved here, they don't expect the move of God that they can have here because of erroneous teaching, bad teaching, poor teaching. And it's even worse in Jerusalem, where it all started. If you go to Jerusalem, most of the people there are not Christians. They despise Christianity, where it started. And there are a few Jews that actually get saved, a remnant. There's a remnant of people that get saved in Israel. This is true. But wherever people are hungry, they'll track God. And God is not going to leave them behind. And he knows that they can get saved. So if he doesn't have anybody to reach them, because they made it against the law to be a Christian, and your whole family will disassociate from you and disinherit you, and the country will try to kill you. Jesus just appeared to them himself. And they tell others. They risk their own safety to tell others about Jesus. And they they're dedicated. In China, there's an underground church because Satan hates you having authority over him. And he hates you knowing God. He doesn't want you to know God. He wants you to believe a lie. He wants you to be like the people that discredit God. People that believe a lie. And he wants you to not know him. He wants you to believe that you're on your own. He don't want you to know that God will watch over your life. He wants you to think that you can't win. He don't want you to get out of this world alive. He wants you to die. If you're sick, he don't want you healed. And cold religion don't either. And Christians that never challenge his lies, they don't have concrete faith for the healing because they don't teach it. And a lot of people teach that God will heal you if he wants to. Well, he wants to, but he has to do it legally. You got to believe him or he's restricted. And if you don't believe him, somebody's got to believe him so that you can be healed. And sometimes, if there is others that can believe him, you have to at least not doubt it. Now watch this. Even if you get healed and you start, you're not used to being healed, your body will look for symptoms. If you get in doubt, Satan can steal your healing from you, even after you've been healed. Just like with salvation. If he can get you to live a life of rebellion, you can lose your salvation. You have to take the word of God as his word. And you have to stand on it. You have to believe it no matter what you see, feel, or think. And that, my friend, is faith. Because faith looks to God. Pride looks within. Fear looks to man. Everybody who gets in fear, they're looking to men. They trust what a man says. When a kidnapper tries to kidnap a girl, first thing he tries to do is make her fear to be and be quiet. Don't scream. Well, he's gonna kill her anyway. He just don't want to get caught. The best thing she could do is scream. So somebody will look over there and rescue them. Or at least know what kind of van they drove off in. When you surrender, fear is a surrendering belief. Fear gives other people the power. That's giving other people your power. Fear looks to man. Don't fear anybody. The word of God will help you with it. Fear won't just leave overnight. You have to, if you love God, the more you love God and work and operate in his ways, fear will fall off your life. You'll stop fearing things. And you'll start living the life that God has given you. Because God loves us. And Satan is trying hard to keep us in the fog of camouflage so that we can't know what God has done. But the word of God reveals it. And when you pray and believe God and take him at his word, you learn what you have in him. And then the Lord gives you wisdom in life. Whatever career you have, whatever you're doing in life, the Lord can give you his wisdom so that you can win in real time. And people will wonder, well, how did you do that? Well, the Lord showed you. People need to see you operating in God's love. People are encouraged and motivated when we operate according to the word of God. And then we can go forward. Then we win. Our bodies heal. And when we take our last breath, we just move right on into the kingdom of God. And that's going to certainly happen. Nobody lives past the appointed time. Some people make it to over 100. Most people don't. They die between 70 and 95. But if you take care of your body and you and you obey your parents and you live a stress-free life, you will live long and in your right mind. But people, you know, eating right won't solve the problem. You have to honor your parents or you'll shorten your days. But all things being equal, you can live a good life till you're satisfied, and then you'll move right on into heaven. And it's better than here. But God needs you here because this is where you make the difference. This is the place you can pray. And God, you can operate in the earth realm and win souls. And the Lord can anoint you to write books that will win souls and encourage his people. God can use you here to win souls, to even your people, your children, your grandchildren. You can give them wisdom that you've attained. But none of that works if you turn your back on God. And if you stay in the dark. Now, most people don't just turn their back on God. They just stay in the dark. Staying in the world is staying in the dark. I'm telling you, there's much more that you will love to know about as you take God at his word. I was not a reader until I started reading God's word. And I started out reading God's word, I said, because I wanted to know what was right. If I didn't know it was going to be fun, I just started studying because I wanted to know what was right, what God expected of me. And then when I got saved, I wanted to know him. And I started studying the word, and it became more and more interesting. And now you can listen to the word while you're working on a smartphone, MP3 players. They got the Bible on CD. Even if you hate reading, you can still study God's word. It's wonderful. And I still like to sit down and read the word sometime. But I thank God for all of it. I thank God for his word. His word works. And it is a blessing. But don't miss out on the wonderful things of God. God loves us too much. And Jesus deserves us to be faithful towards him. The Father loves to talk to you. Don't think that God don't want to talk to you just because you never heard his voice. Receive his word and you won't have a problem hearing his voice. And I'm going to tell you something about the Lord that I know. He loves to talk. And he can teach you anything that you can believe him for. Whatever he say to you, you're going to have to mix it with faith. You might as well get used to that. Just being honest. But he loves to talk. And he loves to reveal his word to us. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move in your life. He will continue to talk to you. He's talking to you now through this broadcast. And he'll talk to you through other men and women of God. And he'll talk to you personally if you receive his word by faith. Always be humble to him. Proud people learn nothing from God, but humble people can. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.